All right. Well, let's open our Bibles this morning to the Gospel of Mark chapter 2, please. The Gospel of Mark chapter 2. We're going to continue the series, the mini series that we began last Sunday that I've entitled Raise the Roof. Let's all go like this. Raise the roof. Two hands, Richard. Raise the roof. There you go. Thank you, sir. We are in 2022. We're going to raise the roof, aren't we, church family? We're not going to allow 365 days to go by and nothing has changed. We're the same old people. No, I want to be more loving. I want to be more caring. I want to be a better listener. I want to be a better person. I want to be a better follower of Jesus Christ. How about you?
Amen.
Amen? I want for 2022, at the end of that year, to prove that God was faithful in my life and God was active in my life, primarily making me a better person, making me a better spouse, making me a better father, right, church family? Making me a better grandfather, making me a better brother in Christ. You can join in anytime you'd like. Sometimes I feel I have to pause to cue you, but who's with me on that, right? And so we're gonna raise the roof. But how many of you would agree with me that we have to do something for God to honor our faith? All right, let's let the Word of God tell it the way it needs to be told. Okay, Mark chapter 2, please. Let's begin reading with verse 1. And again, he, Jesus, entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. Another translation, the New American Standard Bible, says they removed the roof. He was where he was, and when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. Notice verse 5, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. And then from that point on, you know, the story unfolds. He is eventually healed, isn't he? Right? Can we say that when we raise the roof, that Jesus sees our faith? Right? Who would agree with me that we can spend all of 2022 saying to ourselves, I believe that Jesus sees my faith. I believe that Jesus sees my faith. I believe that Jesus sees my faith. And we do nothing. We just talk and believe, but we do nothing. Come on, somebody. We got to do. Did God speak to Noah and say, Noah, I want you to pray me an ark? Come on, somebody. No, I want you to intercede, be a prayer warrior, pray for an ark to appear. Is that what God told Noah? No. I want you to believe me an ark into being. What did he say? I want you to build me an ark. So as we are raising the roof in 2022, Jesus will see our faith, won't he? And he'll meet us where we're at in our faith. Right? But we got to give him something to work with, church family. We've got to take that first step for Jesus to notice our faith, and then we can have those breakthroughs in our lives. You know, there are many areas that we kind of touched on some. I think another area that, you know, Melvin brought up to me after the service is very, very noteworthy, and that is mental health. Who believes that we should raise the roof on our mental health? Who agrees with me that as a child of God, we have reason to rejoice? Listen, and the reason we rejoice is not because life is always peachy keen and a primrose path. Come on, somebody. But we deliberately find joy in our lives amidst pressure and trial and adversity. Do you find joy? Or are we always, do we let our emotions be slaves to the circumstances of life? One day we're up, the other day we're down. One moment we're up, another moment we're down. Are we tossed emotionally? Listen, I have so much material to give you, so I'm just going to give you, I'm going to cut to the chase, okay? Are we weak emotionally? Yoo-hoo! Yeah, fair to Midland. But who would agree with me? The Lord wants us to strengthen our emotional makeup. And what I mean by that is, you know, Philippians 4, verse 4 begins to become a reality in our lives. Rejoice in the Lord how often? And again, I say what?
Rejoice.
Who believes with me that we can grow emotionally stronger and emotionally healthier to where we're more consistent emotionally and our emotions will rise instead of sink? Amen. Yoo-hoo. Who's ever flown in a plane? Don't you, Marcus? I think a lot of us have flown a plane. I love it when we reach, when we climb the heights where we are steady and there's cruise control and there's no turbulence. That's great. But regardless of that, when there's turbulence, I'm still the same guy. I didn't used to be. I would white knuckle the seat. And how many of y'all know those are very cramped in? So you're like, and then they give you like a pity snack. Because the flight's 3 or 4 hours. So here's the little bag of peanuts. And you open them up and there's only two. And they used to serve you pop and now they serve you just water. Be happy. It's COVID. But you know, whether you're flying smoothly or whether there's turbulence, you know what? Why should my emotional makeup change? I'm spending too much time on this. There's so much more in so many areas, church family, that we can raise the roof in. We talked about reaching the lost. We all have lost loved ones. We have loved ones that don't know Jesus Christ, don't we? Right? We should know people who are not going to heaven because they don't know Jesus Christ. Right? I don't want to spend my life in church all the time around God's people. Well, some of you aren't convinced. I love you guys, but, you know, Jesus said, go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come into the house of God. Amen. Right? And so that's a part of raising the roof. Okay, so it is very important, church family, that we understand that we have to raise the roof. We said that every one of us has ceilings. Not visible ceilings, but has ceilings, emotional ceilings, spiritual ceilings. We have physical ceilings. We have social ceilings. We have relational ceilings. Who has people in your life that the relationship just plainly sucks? That's in the Greek language, by the way. And it's bad. That's a low relational ceiling. You know, I believe that 2022 will be a raise the roof type of year on some relationships. Right? And so those low ceilings, church family, is what hold us back. Some of us have grown so comfortable with the low ceiling because that's all we've known that for us it's hard to even conceive that there's something beyond the low ceiling. Who's ever entered a home where the ceiling was so low that you kind of felt a little crowded, hemmed in, closed in? Not anybody. Well, I have. For our guests, he's always the smart aleck that pops off. Eat my shorts. Anyway. So, you only get that at Locust Grove Church, people, unless Michela edits it. They always tell people, you ought to come to church. And like, oh, I heard your preacher on the radio. They're like, oh no, that's the edited version. You ought to come hear him raw. Thank you. It's a mind-altering. Now you've tasted it, right, brother? Let's move on. Okay, so low ceilings, and who's conversely, who's ever been in a home with a high ceiling? Isn't it spacious? Isn't it wonderful? All right, well, ceilings exist in our lives in many areas. Listen, I have experienced a breakthrough because for many years, and I've told you before, for many years, in relation to my middle daughter, there was no relationship, really. And when I tried to reach out, it was... I remember there were years that I send her a text saying, because I tried calling and no answer. And I would send her a text, Merry Christmas, I love you, Happy Mother's Day, Happy Thanksgiving, and nothing in return. How many of y'all know that hurts? Whew. Ouch. And yet, Cindy and I this weekend were counting the many different times I got to see her and or the grandkids 4 times this year. Who would say that's a breakthrough? Yeah. Raise the roof. Okay, what's so funny? You don't like raising the roof? What's funny? I'm going old school, brother. I'm going 90s on you. You weren't probably even born. All right, so let's talk about, in the balance of the message, listen carefully, church family, in the balance of the message, let's talk about where these ceilings come from. I think if we're able to isolate the source of these ceilings, we'll be able to break through some of these ceilings. I do believe that. Number one, experience. Who's ever tried something over and over and over and over and over and it not yield results? What happens over a prolonged period of time? What happens to your mentation, you become discouraged. And at some point, you're going to say, well, what's the use? Right? I've been there. And it's no fun. At some point, you say, you know, maybe that's just not for me. Maybe that's for somebody else. But what if it is for you? Right, church family? Listen, I was reading a book once, gosh, back in the 90s, actually. And I read that the way they train circus elephants, they get them when they're babies from the wild, and they'll tie a heavy chain to one of their legs on a post so that they won't escape. As hard as those baby elephants try, they can't get away. When they get older, they change from tying their leg with a chain to tying their leg with a rope. This is when they're big and powerful. And you know what? Power, physically, who agrees with me? They're able to rip that rope apart to pieces. But in their minds, what is their mind saying? It's a chain. Listen, I have a word for some of you. Listen, to you, something in your mind has become a chain. Unbreakable. You can't break that habit. You cannot kick that addiction. You cannot break that thing in your life, but I'm telling you, it's only a rope, it's not a chain. Amen. And if you get your mind right, and if you renew your mind and tell your mind that you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength, you will break through that rope. Who's with me? Good teaching? Experience will create a low ceiling. How about upbringing? Oh, Lord. Who's ever been raised in, you know, we've always been poor, we've had nothing, and, you know, we'll always be poor, so don't expect much out of life. You know what I had to face? I had to face a concerned dad who... didn't want me getting disappointed in life. And he said, Joe, I remember how many times he had talks with me. Please remember, son, you are a minority in a white man's world. True story. you're a minority in a white man's world, and you'll never be able to achieve what they achieve, and you'll never. And I thought, you know, I believed it for the longest time until I became a believer and started hearing God's word over my life, that I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. That I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. That there is no Jew or Gentile, male or female. Come on, somebody. In Christ, we are one. And skin tone and skin complexion and ethnic background has nothing to do with anything. Yoo-hoo! And he would keep telling me that message, and I would just tune it out after I became a Christian. True story. I started believing the Bible. No, I can do it. No, I am a child of God. I know you mean well. I know you're trying to keep me from being disappointed. Listen, some of you need to tune out your family. How many times I've heard people tell me, it can't be done. It can't be done. It can't be done. It can't be done. I've told you the story of Robert, is it Livingston? No, Robert Fulton. He created the steamboat. And the people on the who were standing on the banks of the river, of the Mississippi, when he got it going, they said, they had their arms folded. They said, it'll never start. It'll never start. It'll never start. They called that boat Fulton's Folly. He got it started, and the same people who said it'll never start, it'll never start, it'll never start, they started saying it'll never stop, it'll never stop, it'll never stop. You have to tune out, this is what I'm going to call those people, ceiling lowers. They lower the ceiling on your life. They create limitations. They create barriers for you to where they want you living in the same cramped up life that they did. Don't expect too much, honey. You know we're poor. You know we're poor. And don't expect too much. This is multi-generational. You know what? The Bible says that those who love God, God will visit with mercies for 1,000 generations. I'm not limited by somebody else's low ceilings. Can I get a hearty amen in the house? Amen. Right? Listen, misery loves company. And listen, keep your misery to yourself. I'm not of your kind. I'm a child of God, and the sky is the limit. Amen? You know, I remember, golly, this mentation. There were still areas in my life that because dad lived. Listen, I'm gonna key you in on something that is very important since we're talking about ceilings. Watch out for a poverty mentality. Be on your guard toward a poverty mentality. What's a poverty mentality? I'm going to lose everything. We're going to go broke. We're going to go busted. So I've got to hoard as much as I can. I cannot possibly waste anything because we're going to do without. We're going to be without. They're going to kick us out on the streets. We won't have anything to live on. We won't have anything to eat. Come on, somebody. That's a poverty mentality. It basically says this: you'll never be enough. You'll never have enough. And I don't doubt that when I was a kid, you know, both of my parents worked, that both of their incomes combined wasn't the greatest. That's fine. I get it. But when you start buying some of the knockoff brand, back in the day we had FedMart. Who remembers a FedMart? No? Must have been a Texas thing. Remember, he would buy for cereal, he would buy the knockoff brand, and then he would buy powdered milk that you mix with water. And that was breakfast at the Brazino house. And I'm telling you, once they started making a little more money, well, we still bought the knockoff brand, but we went to 2% milk. And you know, when I was an adult and I got married, guess what cereal I bought? The knockoff brand. We had money to buy the nice brand, and we had money to buy decent milk. Nope. Knockoff brand, until my ex-wife said, "Why are we doing this?" I said, "Well, that's all I've known. She's like, Joe, we can afford decent cereal. Fine, I'll get you your Cocoa Puffs.
Amen.
Well, it's better than Fruit Loops, right, Miss Rob? Do you see how subtle that stuff gets into our makeup? It can't be done. It's never been done. You know, the guy that ran the 4-minute mile, everybody said it cannot be done. It cannot be done. It cannot be done. He was a doctor. And then after he finished his job, after he was done, he went to the track and he ran a 3-minute, I think it was 59-second point something, something, something mile. Who believes with me that limitations are meant to be broken? Ceilings are meant to be shattered. Raise the roof. Let's all say it. Raise the... You too, Mr. Smart Alec. Raise the roof. That's what we're going to do in 2022. The last one, the last factor or source of low ceilings is religion. I'm not talking about a relationship with God. I'm talking about going through the motions, going through rituals. And in fact, I think that there's a deception there, because by going through motions with our hearts not in what we're doing worshipfully, that we think that that is the sum total of a relationship with God. It's just mere ritual. Who agrees with me this morning that there's so much more to our relationship with God than just going through religious motions? But religion will tell you that you're a sniveling worm, that you're not worthy. Look at your past. Can we talk about the past? Listen, baby, let's cut through the chase yet again. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future in Jesus. So no one saint can tell another one, say, hey, you know, I'm better than you because I didn't do what you did in your past. I didn't do... You know what? You know what I've concluded, church family? Listen to me carefully. I've learned this a long time ago. I learned this concept when I was in my 20s. You know what? It's funny how some Christians will dogpile a Christian who has fallen morally, and it's easy for them to judge because, number one, they did not have the same temptation opportunity that this other person did. Or number two, as I heard once a minister tell me, he was much older, he was retired, and he said, Joe, some of the reasons why I didn't fall into these type of temptations in ministry was because I didn't have the courage to follow through. Well, thank God they didn't have the courage to follow through. Come on, somebody. But, you know, it's easy for somebody to criticize another person when they've never been tempted in the same way. So religion, listen, can hold us back. And I'm telling you, church family, Jesus is on your side. God is on your side. Religion is against you. Jesus is all about, listen carefully, church family, Jesus is all about bringing all of us to our highest and best. But that only happens through Him. Amen? All right, how many of y'all were blessed with the teaching of the Word? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for your Word. Lord, we're going to shatter ceilings in 2022. We're going to raise the roof. We're not going to let the devil hold us back. We're not going to let life hold us back. Lord, we're going to forge ahead. We're going to see breakthroughs. We're believing for breakthroughs and miracles, Lord. We're believing for strength and stick-to-itiveness and determination, Lord. We're believing for prosperity and breakthroughs in health, and we pray for breakthroughs in mental health as well. We pray for breakthroughs in relationships, Lord God. We speak blessing. We speak positive affirmation for 2022. We speak strength and health, mental health, and solid relationships, Lord. We pray for restoration in 2022. We pray for recovery in 2022. In Jesus' name, amen.